discussed the psul of Yavish, and we discussed the pragmatics of Yavish. What is Yavish? How do you define Yavish? But we got a little bit confused with Shitas Rashi when Rashi explained the source of Yavish. Not the what of Yavish, but the why of Yavish. Where do you know this from? So Rashi says the reason a luluv al Yavish is possible is because of Zeh Keli Vandei. It's an innocent Rashi on the Mishnah. Zok Toisvis can't be for two reasons. Why can't it be for two reasons? Number one, Zok Toisvis, the Gemara in Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph tells us what? That there's a machlekes of Yudin Chachamim, whether or not you're makish the esrog to the luluv. Do you link the luluv to the esrog? Do we learn what is said by the esrog that it's priyetz hadar and apply it to the luluv? Rabbanan say yes, and Rabbi Yehuda says no. But ultimately, if you're in the camp of Rabbanan and you hold that you are makish luluv to esrog, so what is your source for luluv hayavish? Your source for lulav hayavish, a dried up lulav being pasul, is from what pasuk? It's from the fact that the Torah said what? Pre Eitz Hadar. Not from Zekeli Mavi. So number one, Rashi, you're ignoring that Gemara. Parenthetically, yesterday we spoke about an unbelievable machlokes Rashi and Tosfos that affects the rest of Shas on that Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph that I didn't put on your Marim Kemis. That some things I have to say for Shir. That Rashi and Tosfos have a machlekes there on whether or not you need a Mesoira from your Rebbe for all Midos Shatayr and Adreshes Behem Chutz from a Kavul Chomer. Rashi holds that that's the reason why Rabbanan argued, Rabbi Yehuda argued with Rabbanan and was not linking a Lulav to an Esrog was because they didn't have a Mesoira for a Hekesh. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos holds only Gzeir Shav, you need a Mesoira, but a Hekesh you can don Me'atzbo, you don't need a Mesoira from your Rebbe. Fascinating Machlekes. So Tosfos explains the Machlekes Tanoim over there to be entirely different. It's a Machlekes in Svara. What's the Svara? Do you link Lulav to Esrog? Do you not link Lulav to Esrog? Tosfos explains over there. Because maybe Priyat Sadr only applies to Paris, doesn't apply to branches, doesn't apply to Lulav, but it has nothing to do with a fundamental Machlekes whether or not you need a Mesoira for all Yud Gimel Midos Shatar and addresses Behem. How does one defend Rashi? Places has a lot of kashas from Gemaras that show that you don't need a Mesoira for a Hekesh for all these other drushas. So if you look at the Mitzvah Eisan, in the back of the Gemara, the Mitzvah Eisan has a fascinating Hesber. Mitzvah Eisan says, it's totally on a fundamental Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and other Tanam and Rabbi Meir, whether the Torah, majority of the, if the Torah, Midah Shatar and drushas Behem, is that considered Torah Shebal Peh, or is that considered Torah Shebechsav? How do you? It's kind of like no man's land. It's like a middle. It's not a beferish pasuk. It's a drasha, but it's also they're darshening it. So is that Torah Shebal Peh or is that Torah Shebechsav? Do you need a so the mitzvah esan there and that gemara in the back and the Yalkum of Farshim in the back of the gemara says that's the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda's l'shitaso. If you need a mesayra, according to Rashi, you need a mesayra because Torah Shebal Peh. And for Torah Shebal Peh, I need a Mesoira. If it's Torah Shebechsav, so then I don't need a Mesoira, and that was the Machlekes Tanaim. Just an unbelievable Marim Makom, the Mitzvah Eisan is explaining to defend Das Rashi, that there's a running Machlekes Tanaim throughout Shas, whether or not you need a Mesoira could be on the very nature of the tools that we say in Rabbi Shmuel Omer, of the Yud Gimel Midos, Shatar Dreshes Behem, is that Torah Shebal Peh, is that Torah Shebechsav. Just a fascinating maramakum before we enter the Yontif of Shavuos, Kabbalah Satayra. How do we deal and how do we categorize all the halachas of the Torah? That's like something classic that I remember. Rabbi Shechter would be very into those maramakumis that really classify fundamental rules for the Torah. How do you classify it as a Torah Shebal Peh, as a Torah Shebechsav? And what would be the nafkaminas, potentially the Mitzvah Isban saying whether or not you need a Mesoira from your Rebbe for such an entity? And how do you define the Yud Gimel Midos Shatar and addresses that. But be that as it may, so that's Tosfos' attack number one on Shitas Rashi. Gemara says nothing about Zekeli Maveu. Gemara is totally based on the Pasuk of Pri Eitz Hadar. Are you Makish? Do you make a Hekish? Or do you not make a Hekish? Kasha number two. Tosfos says, a Gemara we learned earlier in the year, Tanya Bechino. Lulav. Lulav Tzarech Eged. Lulav Tzarech Eged. When things get so depressing, the only thing you can do is laugh. Lulav Tzarech Eged. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan hold Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged, but L'chadchila, it does need an Eged. So the Gemara says, why do you need an Eged L'chadchila if you hold Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged, right? Now everything should be rolling, filing, and or the new Tam, getting mem hey, Sefer Torah, Noshim, Givaldik, Lulav, Eged, Ganvach, excellent, right. You better hope that I bring up Ganvach on the desk.
Right, you're gonna see like what's the conclusion in Migo.
So Migo, that he fails, he also fails. So the Gemara says, why do you need it only lechatchila? Look, the Gemara zekeli vanveyu. So it's practically the kasha. Rabbi, you say, what do you see from that Gemara in Sukkah Yud Alpha Mabiz? Zekeli vanveyu doesn't passel. So how could Rashi learn that that is the mucker for lulav hayovesh being passel? Lulav hayovesh being passel. Good cash. So Jeremy Globerman wanted to taina al derech the Avnei Nezer that they're not exactly parallel. Just from Svara, one could distinguish between the two. Why can one distinguish between the two? Lulav Tzarech Eged is a hider in the Maisa Lakicha. Means the Lulav and the Esrog are all the same intrinsically. But when I take and I do Lakach them, it should be Mugud. So perhaps one could argue in defense of Rashi that when the hider is in the Maisa Lakicha, that's extraneous to the actual mitzvah. And perhaps that's where Zekeli Vanveyu is not ma'akiv. And like the Gemara says on Yud Aleph, it's only l'chadchil. But perhaps when Zekeli Vanveyu is talking about the actual item, is it noah, is it not noah? So perhaps that would be ma'akiv. And there is a similar Chassam Sofer that says, not exactly with the same terminology and the same exact distinction, but he makes this distinction between cases where the item itself is not pretty, or you're not doing it in a nice way, or it's not intrinsically something that's going to be problematic, and that would be ma'akev. But the problem is, to say that without a Gemara that tells you that certain times Zekeh and Maveh was ma'akev is difficult. You know, you would need a source to say that. So it says the Chassam Sofer, I think I found a Gemara to actually say that. Where is this Gemara, Rabbi Yisai?
Gittin.
Gemara in Gittin on Daf Chaf. Gemara in Gittin Daf Chaf talks about the following case. It's actually a din in Shulchan Aruch. Gemara in Gittin talks about a person who wrote don't pass me a Gittin, actually. This is cool, actually. Maybe we should go here all the time.
I like it.
I do, also.
Good
job. It's also it's closer in. It's like a huddle.
Definitely.
We all feel how we're going to fail.
Two more chairs. Two more chairs.
Yeah. It's on my floor of my office. Schmuck. Here we get some Golan.
Pizza.
We are getting. I think next week. Yeah. Right.
Whoa.
It's true. It's Emmett. Harishahoyet tzarech lichtoiv as Hashem. A guy had to write the Shem Hashem in a Sefer Torah. The niskavin lichtoiv Yehuda, v'tov aloy hitol bodalis. So the pasuk was up to Yudkei Vavkei. You thought you were writing Yehuda. You lost focus for a second. Imagine a person gets sidetracked. Imagine. And he doesn't write Yehuda, but he writes Taka Yudkei Vavkei with Aldas to write Yehuda. So what's the problem?
What's the problem, Rabbi Yisai?
You didn't have the proper kavana.
You didn't have the proper kavana. And there might be additional kavana that's necessary for Yud Kevav. This is not mitzvah kavana. This is l'shma in a sefer Torah, Rabbi Yisai. So now, what does Gemara say? So the Gemara, Mavir alav kul misu mekatsha. No problem. Just tray right over it and do it again, and you'll be mekadesh. You'll have the right das. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Chachomim ro'omrim, but chachomim say not so fast. It's not okay. Why is it not okay? Ein Hashem min amuvchor. Ein Hashem min amuvchor. That's not okay. That's not accepted. So now, why is this brought in Gemara and Gittin? Because Gemara and Gittin is talking about a get that was written, not Lishma. And now the Gemara says it was written, so now we want to add Lishma, so just write over it. Right? So now the Gemara says you can't write over it. Why? Because Chachamim say, Ein Hashem min amuvchor. Oh, so comes along Rav Acha Bar Yaakov and says, no. Dilma loyhi, ad kan loy kamri rabbanan hasam deba inan ze keli van veyu veleka, aval hacha loy. What does that mean? Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said, no. The reason why rabbanan were saying that that's not an okay case, it's Ein Hashem min amuvchor, is not because it's not ksav, but rather it's just not ze keli van veyu. Does a get need ze keli van veyu? No. So Mimela, Zakhtar Bachar Bar Yaakov, maybe by a get it would be okay. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Good? Comes along Sam Sefer. Forget Maseches Gittin right now. Let's just take what we need from here. What is the Gemara saying? Zek Kaili Van Veyu is a reason why what? This ksav is not going to be what? Acceptable. Ein Hashem min amuvchor. Says the Chassam Sefer, you see at least in the world of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, that Zek Kaili Van Veyu, when it's intrinsic in the item, that it's not beautiful anymore, intrinsically, the item is no longer beautiful, then it's going to what? Be pasul. We just discovered America. Rashi Shita Zoktach Sam Sefer, a raya from the Gemara in Gittin. Now Rabbi Yisai comes along the Chassam Sefer and he quotes Akasha on himself because he's intellectually honest. And he says, this idea of what I'm saying is beautiful, but I have a Gemara that's against it. Where's the Gemara that's against it? It's a Gemara in Shabbos, a very important Gemara in Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai. That is often quoted in the context of Hilchos Milah, that is in Hilchos Chanukah, but it's really a Gemara talking about Hilchos Milah. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says if a person does a Milah, if he leaves off the tzitzin, which is some part of the skin, from the Milah that are Einam Na'akvin, so the Gemara says it's okay. But the Gemara says, and there's some Rishonim that learn the Gemara, but if he was not Pirish, and he was still involved in the Mila, he should initially cut the Tzitzit Sheinam Ha'akvin, and many Rishonim learn that that's even applicable to when? To Shabbos. Which is a big Chiddush. You're going to tell me things that are not Ma'akev, yet I should do it initially, Kol Zman, that I don't leave the Mila, that I didn't lift up the knife. By the way, just B'mayimar Muzcha, just to fascinate you guys, Shlomo Zalman Orbach applies this psak of the Rishonim that learned the Gemara over here to be talking about Shabbos, that initially, before you remove your knife, you're allowed to even do things that are not ma'akev, like tzitzit sheinam ma'akvin. Once Gemara says, once you're pirish, you don't go back for the tzitzit sheinam ma'akvin, only for the tzitzit sheinam ma'akvin. But if you were low pirish, so then you even initially cut the tzitzit sheinam ma'akvin because it's part of the Mila. That's part of that. That's sort of Shlomo Zalman Orbach said that this has an afkamina, Rabbi Yisai, for stitches on Shabbos. Means what? A lot of times you'll have a person that cut. Again, we're not getting into the whole sugi of stitches on Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman had a fascinating svar. He said, let's compare it to this din of cutting a mila on Shabbos. What? So a lot of times you'll have a case that you have a gash and it's a sakana. You have to get stitches. So, pikuach nefesh, stitch it up. But now here's the shayla. So now, Ethan, I got a few stitches. Why are you continuing to stitch? Because I don't want to what?
Scar.
So I don't want a scar. 5 pounds. Gotta keep. Yeah. If, oh, it's fun. So I have to make sure that I don't have a scar. Make sure I look beautiful. So now, whoa, Chil Shabbos for scar, for beautification? Not so poshut. That's part of the Shiloh. How many stitches is included in Pikuach Nefesh? Said Rav Shlomo Zalman, 1 second. As long as the doctor doesn't lift up his needle, whatever, and he's continuing in the same Maisa, so then it's like the Tzitzin Chain and Ma'atkin by the Mila, that if it's low Pirish, according to those Rishonim that learned that L'gabe Shabbos, that it's going to be what? It's going to be initially Mutter. Once he stopped and he started again, that would be a problem. Again, that's just the Tshuva of Shlomo Zalman. So ask the Chassam Sofer, if I'm right, that any time it's intrinsic and it's not beautiful, that it's going to be a problem. So Mila is a Kashan. So why wouldn't Mila be Ma'akev, even by Tzitzin Shein and Ma'akvim, because it's not beautiful, if the reason originally we're doing it is because of Zekei Levavir. So that's the Kasha the Chassam Sofer asks on himself. Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. Zekei Levavir. That's the Gemara is quoting that pasuk exactly. Yeah.
By the stitches, what would be the din if you have different types of stitches? So, like, if you say you cut your arm, so they'll stitch the bottom layer with one type of stitch, and like that last layer that's just like your skin, the non-scarring part, with a different type of stitch.
I think by definition, if you're changing the stitch, you're automatically going to have a different Maisa, and Rav Shlomo Zalman's Svara won't apply. There might be other Svaras, but that I don't think it would apply there.
Why are we allowed to even, like, the same
puzzle
to tell you different...
So Zekei Levavehu is a general overarching principle to tell you the concept of Hidr Mitzvah. So now, all the mitzvahs fall in that category.
So we usually use it to say one of places, but the same place to the Aged and the Aged won't work. And you use the same Josh to tell you in one place that, like, the Aged won't work, and then another place the Aged.
Yeah, so yeah, that's part of the question is how to, some sefer that's learning it all from one mucker. So he has a svara to be mechalik, but it's a little strange that sometimes it's going to be lechachilah, sometimes b'diavad. He thinks that yeah, the Torah gave that over with a svara that one's intrinsic and one's not. So Rabbi Sai, yeah, we're back to square one. So we want to try and defend Rashi and try to get a good yishuv to why that Zekei Levavehu is enough of a mucker to tell me why Lulav HaYavish is possible.
Does it matter that you're dealing with Shabbos in the case of the Mila? Instead of, when we're talking about writing a Sefer or a Get, you're not dealing with the
doesn't matter. Mila overrides Shabbos. It's a Tzidr Mitzvah.
Yeah, whatever's part of the Mitzvah. You get to, like, the basic value, right? And then going to the extra...
It's not true, because initially, if you're not Pirish, according to these Rishonim, so then you are allowed to do it on Shabbos. All right? So Rabbi Isai, there was a fascinating answer, a very simple answer, of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Ben, how's he doing? It's good?
Doing good.
Yeah?
Searching his history.
Shkaich. Baruch Shekivanta. So, I just took the words out of my mouth. he kicked you out of the class.
I said the door's right there.
Yeah. So you didn't say close the lights, you said to get out. So it's not my words, it's easy. So Rabbi Isai, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, answer for Rashi's pashut. Rabbi Isai, what did we have last week? Mechila for those that were in places that don't have civilization. And Rabbi Isai. Rabbi Isai, what do we have a major machlokes rishonim? Kapasik v'toni, lo yishna b'yodiv rishon v'lo yishna b'yodiv sheni. Help me out, what does the Gemara mean? Kapasik v'toni, lulev ayovish boso, lo yishna b'rishon, lo yishna b'sheni. What does that mean? Fill in the blanks, what does it mean? What depends what they say? What does it mean? Morty, help me out.
Possible every single day. It doesn't matter.
I don't want an art school translation. I want a Lumdus translation. According to who? Who said that?
The Ramban.
Thank you. The Ramban learns Yontif Rishon as Yontif Rishon outside the Mikdash, and the Yontif Sheni is where, Rabbi Isai? In the Beis HaMikdash, right?
Oh, the inbox.
Rabbi Isai?
Tim.
Rabbi Isai. But who argued with the Ramban?
Ramban.
No.
Tosfos. There you go. What Tosfos hold? Yom Tov Sheni means what? derabanan, right? And what applies to derabanan? Derabanan is the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, right? Right? And which halacha applies to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Hadar. How does he know? Because what does Taisa say? Everybody said, don't read me the Taisa. What does Taisa say? Is it good? How does Taisa say that Hadar applies to the other days?
The pasuk is one big extension.
No. We're in Derabanan land, Rabbi say. No pasuk. Made a takon Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but Ezra just said that Hidr mitzvah he knows applies. How do you know Hidr mitzvah applies? Because if the mitzvah applies, says Taisus, you need Hidr. Because it's Ekeli Manveya, right? Everyone in good, yeah? How does Rashi fall in that machlekes Ramban and Taisus, Rabbi say? Taisus says there was a takon of Derabanan to take the lulav all 7 days after the first day. So now Tosfos wants to know which things apply to the rest of the Yantiv, which things don't apply. Chasa doesn't apply. That's a Gemara when it comes to Reb Chanina later on that it doesn't apply, right? Iker l'kicha Tosfos says applies, right? It means that you can't have a chazan that's going to take it on behalf of everyone else. It means you got to take all the dalad minim, right? And then Tosfos says the last line, and hider mitzvah applies, right? Because it's zekei l'maveya, right? So now, if I ask Tosfos. Right, remember this? If I ask Tosis, if I have a lulav ayavish on the third day of Sukkot, is it kosher or pasul?
Pasul.
It just says you need hither. Sukter b'kiveiger. Where does Rashi fall in that machlekes Rashi and Tosis? How to define yontif sheni in the Gemara? Does anyone have a raya? Rabbi say. What does Rashi say in the Gemara? Donnie, what does Rashi say?
That Gemara.
Yeah, we didn't focus on it, but there's an answer. What does Rashi say, Rabbi Yisai?
It's kosher.
That wasn't a question if it's kosher or not. Try to stick to the questions, Rabbi Yisai. What does Rashi say? Is it Deraisa Derabanan on Yantiv Sheni? How does he define Yantiv Sheni?
Deraisa
Derabanan.
How do you know?
Because he says it?
Yeah, good.
Rabbi Yisai, Zokter B'Kiveiger.
Zokter B'Kiveiger. You know why Rashi wanted to... Rashi just told you Zekele Maveyu? Because he was just saying the same thing as Taisa said. How do you know that Hidr Mitzvah applies throughout the week to the Derabanan as well? Because Rashi learned the Gemara of Yantav Sheni being Derabanan. And the Gemara said, Kapasuk Vatani, Loishna B'Yantav Rishon, Loishna B'Yantav Sheni, Yavish is Pasul. How do I know Yavish also applies to the Mitzvah of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai? What did Taisa say? Zekele Maveyu, the regular din of Hidr Mitzvah. Rashi wasn't learning the Doraisa of Yavish Pasul to be from Zekei Levaveyu. Rashi was considering what the Gemara says, Loishna, B'yantiv Rishon and B'yantiv Sheni. How do I have a mucker for Yantiv Sheni? For the Derabanan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that Lulav Yavish Pasul. Ah! For that I need Zekei Levaveyu. That it's not gonna be learned out from the Pasuk, because the Pasuk doesn't apply anymore. Zokt Rabbi Kiveiger. So that's what Rabbi Eger suggests. That's why Rashi learned that from Zeki Lameyu. He wasn't ignoring the Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph. Amid Aleph, that was for the Doraisa, and this is for the Drabanan, because Rashi paskins like Tosis in how to read the Gemara on Chav Tesam Abis. Meir Rabbi Isai, it's Rabbi Eger, Ezra, it's Rabbi Eger. But as Ezra is about to ask, Rashi's explaining the Mishnah. Come on. Rashi's telling me Zeki Lameyu, Hadrin Kushan Ladoch. So Rabbi Yisai, there is a chiddush from Rav Soloveitchik that is gevaldik. And he pointed to a Rashi on Lamed Vav Amud Beis and a Gemara that we already learned. Baruch Hashem. But look, just because we don't have a lot of time, I can't go through the entire Shach Levatar and the Gemara. It's the Gemara of Rav Chanina that Rav Chanina allowed to eat an esrog that was chaser. But Rav said, if the achbarim eat from the esrog, it's a problem. Itmar, esrog shenagvu achbarim amar Rav ain't zahadr, it's not hadr. Right? Sfrek the Gemara kashi, ini var Rav Chanina matbil bevin afik bay, but didn't Rav Chanina take a bite out of his esrog and it was kasher? So the Gemara says, el Rav kasha, amar charav, shani achbarim dimi'isi. Yeah, you're right. Achbar is different because it's disgusting. So the Gemara says, Rashi says, El Larav. So what does Rashi say? The Omer Ein Zehadar. Kashid Rav Chanina. How does he explain Rav Chanina? Da'afilu b'sheni nami l'rav lo nafik da'mitzvah hidura ba'inon. You need to have a hidur mitzvah. Why? Listen to what Rashi says. Listen to what the Rav was midai. Hol umazkir shem shamayim alav. Why do you need hidur mitzvah, Morty? Hol umazkir shem shamayim alav. Since with the lulav and the esrog, shem shamayim is being mentioned with it, so therefore you need hidur mitzvah. Now, I have a few questions on this Rashi. First of all, you do that with any other bracha. Second of all, where are you mentioning, right? Is it talking about the bracha? Third of all, isn't there hidur mitzvah by many other mitzvahs that there isn't? Haskar Hashem Shemayim? So what's going on here? So if Soloveitchik explained that we're misunderstanding this Rashi, there's something fascinating going on in this Rashi, and perhaps this is the answer to why hidur mitzvah here is now without hiduro, it's now creating like not just something that's not beautified, but rather it's considered like something that has a mum, that has a blemish, that's missing, that's really inherently integral to the mitzvah, and therefore it's going to be ma'akev, and hidur mitzvah here would be integral. Why? Because with the lulav and the esrog, you're mazker shem shamayim. How are you mazker shem shamayim? So Soloveitchik explains a few different rayas to how you're mazker shem shamayim. First of all, the mitzvah that we spoke about, usmachtem lefnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yamin. You've been sameach in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 7 days to say halav v'sishpachos in the Beis HaMikdash. Well, how do you do that? You do that with a lulav and an esrog. So maybe that's what the hazkar shem shamayim is meant. So he mentions a few different Ma'ar Mekaymis to the fact that lulav represents hazkar shem shamayim. He suggested that that's perhaps what we learned in the Ritva, that quoted from Tosis in the Sugya Mitzvah Bavera, that lulav is different than sukkah, that Mitzvah Bavera applies to it, because lulav has an inyan of ritzoi. Where is the inyan of ritzoi? The fact that you're shaking it and you're being menanea in the halel, so that's part and parcel of the mitzvah. Tosis, we learned in the Bekiyas, right? Tosis writes that over lasiyasan, when it comes to lulav, Tosis suggests one etzah, since you didn't shake the lulav yet in halel, you still were still over lasiyasan. So you see, the halel is part and parcel of the mitzvah's lulav. Perhaps that's where Rashi was coming from to say that it's a haskara shem shamayim. Rabbi Isai, ritzoi means appeasement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a karma. Rabbi Isai, I want to take it to another level. The Rav didn't bring this raya. But I want to tell you this raya. I think that lulav itself, not only through the halal, not only through the sishbachos that you say in the Beis HaMikdash, not only through the ritzoi that the Rishonim say, l'gabe, that applies to lulav, that lulav and esrog itself is Shem Hashem. And the Rav doesn't bring this raya, but I think it's the most geshmaka raya in Fianius Daiti. If you look at the Beis Yosef quotes from the Roikeach, that the Roikeach woke up on Sukkos in a schwitz, and he was terrified. And he had a dream that he was being meichik shem shamayim. He had oisiyas shem Hashem, and he was meichik it. He was erasing the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, where am I erasing the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's Yontif. Why am I dreaming about this? What in the world is going on? Beis Yosef says the Rekeach came to Shul the next morning, and he realized when he holds the Dalet Minim, he holds them apart from one another. That's why I told you guys, I tell in my Shul to have the sleeves when you do Hakafis, in addition to the fact that it kills your back to balance an art scroll sitter that's heavy, and have the Lulav and the Esrog, and the Taka does kill your back. You have these things that go on your sleeve, that you can now just wear the Hoshanas, and then you just look at it, and you're holding the Lulav and the Esrog. Why do you have to put the Lulav and the Esrog together? Because it represents Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's what the Rekeach says. Rabbi Isai, according to the Chiddush of the Rekeach, according to what the Beis Yosef is saying, that's mamish what Rashi is telling us. There's a Haskar Shem Shamayim, not when you take the lulav, not in the Beis HaMikdash, not the function of the lulav. The lulav in Esrog itself is Haskar Shem Shamayim. It's Mamish Yud Kei Vav Kei right there. Oh, then we take the Rav's Chiddush and we say what? When you have Haskar Shem Shamayim, Azek Eilim Andeyu, that represents Shem Hashem, then perhaps Hidur Mitzvah will be Ma'akev. If that's the case, Rabbeisai, the Gemara in Gittin makes a lot of sense also. If you learn the Gemara in Gittin like the Chassam Sofer, that ain't a mitzvah and ain't a shame and a muvchor, it's taka posel like the way the Chassam Sofer learned in Rav Acha bar Yaakov, there also. Shem Shamayim. By Shem Shamayim, Zekelim Amveyu has a higher level and is going to be Ma'akev, and that's what Rashi meant. But Bayim Rabbeisai, it is a stickle chiddish, and we're adding a lot into Shitas Rashi. So I'd like to suggest for you, give me a second, Max, my last and final pshat. To save this Rashi, and I think this is Emes. Hear me out. Toisis es abam kasha. Rabbi say every one of our kashas answered one element of Toisis kasha. How come certain times Zekele Maveh was ma'akev, and certain times Zekele Maveh was not ma'akev? So you're saying Shem Shamayim, say, but we didn't deal with Toisis other kasha. Rashi ignored the Gemara on Lamed Aleph. Rabbi Kveger dealt with that kasha. But we're not dealing with that in all these other suggestions. Moreover, Rabbeisai, I'd like to suggest to you the following teretz, which I think might be really a mess. Kapis Tamarim. Rabbi Ibn Chaviv, who wrote a sefer on Lulav HaGazel. Rabbeisai, it's a chashuv a sefer. I mean, your sefer is chashuv when Rabbi Kiva Eger is writing Ha'aris on your sefer. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's exactly. That's your bestseller. You're going to be on the front of the Sfarim store in the you know what I'm saying, you'll make it to that table. So he wrote on Yuma and Yom Trua on the eighth parak of Yuma. And I can't remember the other one. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Trua. This is Kapos Tamarim. And what's the sefer on Yuma? Whatever. Those are the three mesechtas that he wrote
different
on.
Different names for the
Sfarim? Yeah, they're different mesechtas. Yeah.
Who was Rabbi
Ibn Chaviv?
Rabbi Moshe
Ibn Chaviv?
I don't know about the Ibn, but it's said over here, it's like
Rabbi Moshe Ibn Chaviv. Yeah, okay, fine. So Vayter, Rabbi says the Kapos Tamarim, no. Rashi's meduyak. You see, there is a Gemara on Lamed Aleph that Rashi's not ignoring. The Gemara tells us that Rabbanan learn from pre-Eitz Hadar that if it's not Hadar, so it's Pasul. If it's Yavesh, it's Pasul. But that's by an Esrik. How do you know to carry it over to a Lulav? So the Gemara says, Hekish. But the Kapos Tamarim says, but there's a missing Vav in that Pasuk. And intuitively, I wouldn't have been Makish. And I could have argued that Hadar applies to where it's said, which is by the Pri. The Pri Eitz Hadar. How do I know to apply it to the other Dalet Minim, the other three Minim, to a Lulav, to a Hadas, to an Arava? So the reason is, I now have Zekelim Amveyu, which is now the Megala that Hidr also should apply to the other Mitzvahs. You'll ask me now, but Rabbi, once you have Zekeli Mavehu, if Rashi's right, so why do I need what? Why do I need the Hekish? Why do I need Pri Eitz Hadar? So Moriv Rabbeisai, I'd like to tell you what Pri Eitz Hadar is adding when it comes to the other Minim and when it comes to the Mitzvah of Esrog itself. If you remember in the last Sugya, we had a Shita of the Ramban. The Ramban said, Yontif Sheni in this Gemara is not referring to a derabbanan, it's referring to taka deoraisa. Which deoraisa, Rabbi Isai? The mitzvah to take the lulav, what? 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban said, but that mitzvah is not the same mitzvah as taking the lulav the first day. Says the Ramban, you could take a borrowed lulav. It's not even clear if it's a mitzvah of Avera, it's machlekes in the Gemara. Right? All these other dinim will not apply. Yet the Ramban says something does apply. What does apply, Rabbi Isai? What? Hadar. Ask the Ritva in the beginning of the Masechta. How did the Ramban know not to apply Lakachtem, but yes to apply Hadar? What is a juggling show? Certain things yes, certain things not. If it's two separate, so maybe nothing should apply. Why is Hadar any different? Zokta Ritva Rabbeisai, what does Hadar mean? Hadar is not something additional. Hadar is not something ancillary. Says the Ritva, an esrog that's hadar is a definitional. Priates hadar is a dover amiranein ve'adover anechmad. Says the Ritva, it's intrinsic to the mitzvah. If you don't have an esrog that's hadar, guess what, says the Ritva? You don't have a what? An esrog. Azoy zok the Ritva, in the beginning of the parak, to explain Das HaRamban, why he didn't carry over ulekachtem, and he did carry over hadar, because if the mitzvah is to take an esrog, then it better be an esrog. So my Rav Raboisai, Nir Lefianias Daiti, once you have this Ritva, and the Ritva is telling you that priates hadar means it's not an esrog if it's not hadar. So now I just figured out why I've duly moved him. Zekeli van Veyu, which applies to the other meaning, would have just said, yeah, there's an inyan of hider mitzvah when it comes to the other meaning. Now I want to know something different. How do I know that hider here is ma'akev? Hider here is definitional. Hider here means when it comes to the lulav and the esrog, we mimic what the halacha is to an esrog that is pre-nechmod. That's definitional to what an esrog is. How do I know to extend it all the way? And therefore I'm going to know that what? In the mitzvah of Shivas Yomim of the Ramban, that I'm going to apply it what? Even to the hadas, even to the lulav, even to the arava. How do you know that? Oh, that's from the hekish of what? Priates hadar. We're applying that to all the dalid minim. That's the Gemara on Lamed Aleph. So if I would have only had the din of Zekeli Van Veyu, so then what? I would have said in Echanami. There's the classic din of Hidr Mitzvah. And the Gemara on Yud Aleph is correct. It's not Ma'aki. Now that I have the second limud, it becomes definitional to the Dalet Minim. Not only the Esrog is Nechmod, Umirani, like the Ritva says in Das HaRamban. Now by all the Dalet Minim, it's definitional and it's intrinsic. So each limud is building on the other. If I wouldn't have had Zekeli and Bavei, I would have said Priyat Hadar. That's definitional to the Esrog. Like the Ritva says, an Esrog is Merunon, is Nechmod. That's what an Esrog is. That's what the Pshat and Pasuk of Priyat Hadar is. Now that I have Zekeli and Bavei that says there's a concept of Hidr Mitzvah, even to what? Even to the Dalet Minim, even to the Lulav and the Aravas and the Hadas. Now I apply it, and that now tells me it triggers, it starts the edging of the Hekesh. And the Hekesh now tells me, now it's even definitional for what? For the other Dalet Mimim. Because Marav Rabbeis, let's remember, the Ramban's din, it's Ma'akev. It's Ma'akev and it's intrinsic and it applies to the other mitzvah, the independent mitzvah of Shivas Yomim. It doesn't only apply to the Esrog. It applies to all the Mimim. So how do you know to do that? That's from the buildup of what? After Zekeli Mabeyu told me to apply Hidr Mitzvah to the other things, and then I learn a Hekesh, so now it became intrinsic and not just l'chadchila for the other minim as well. Moreover, Rabbi said, if that's the case, we answered why Rashi quoted Zekeli Mabeyu, and why Rashi's not ignoring the Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph, and why Rashi holds its Ma'akev, and why Rashi said what he said. Yeah.
Why do we need it to be intrinsic for the other meaning?
You don't need it, but I'm just telling you that is what the second limit is telling you. Like Lamashal. Let's say in Shitas HaRamban. In Shitas HaRamban. How do you know that Hadar should apply to the other three meaning? Again, the Ramban, the Ritva explains. Why did the Ramban, who says it's two separate mitzvahs, the two separate mitzvahs d'oraisa, apply Hadar to the second mitzvah? Says the Ritva, because priates hadar is definitional to the esrog. So that's for the esrog. How do you know for the other meaning? The answer is the hekesh.
So without the hekesh,
I would have said no. I would have said dafka by the esrog, nothing else. It only says hadar by the esrog. So now I'm telling you, no, there's a carryover that what was said by one is said to the other. I would have said, and Rashi's telling you, I would have said without the limud of hadar and the second limud that the Kapas Torah is telling is necessary, I would have said it's not intrinsic. It's not definitional to the other meaning.
So
I would have
said,
Zekeli Van Veyu tells me that hider mitzvah is something that applies to the other meaning.
So then you don't need the hekesh.
No, because then it wouldn't be ma'akif. It would just be like every other mitzvah, like the Gemara and Yud Aleph.
Mm-hmm. According to the way that the Ritva is explaining that hadar is intrinsic to the esrog, why are we using the word, and it's not actually meaning that it's beautiful, are we using the word hadar, not mulei in the pasuk? Well, what are we gaining from
mulei? Mulei is a totally different thing.
Full esrog.
A full esrog is not whether that full esrog is a separate din of chaser. That's from a lekachtem lekichatama. But we're not focused on Adarabba. We had rishonim that said even if you have an esrog chaser, it could still be what? Still be hader. A half an esrog could still be hader. That's what rishonim said. That don't bring me a raya from Reb Chanina that hader doesn't apply to the other days. Taisus holds like that. Taisus holds that chaser doesn't apply to the other days of Yantif, yet hader does. How's that possible? The answer is because you could have half an esrog of that, your lemon slice looks nice.
We would say hader is intrinsic.
And that rhymes.
But chaser is not.
What?
Chaser is not intrinsic, only hader.
Yeah, that's lechora. I mean, the Ramban's not necessarily meshubah to that. You could have argued like that. But yeah,
maybe
correct.
Chaser is
correct.
A function of
correct. I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
So according to Tosos, who only teaches Puritz Hevar, how does he learn, he's not teaching Zakiri Bambeyu.
Right.
So how does he hold that applies to everything else then?
So that's what Jeremy asked me. So Lachora Tosos was just not bothered by any of these issues. Tosos said, intuitively, once I have a Hekesh, then I just carry it over. I don't need anything else to be Megala. The Kapos Tvarim was saying, from the fact that there's no Vav in the Pasuk, so I would have thought not to carry over from Pri Eitz Hadar, I would have thought it should be limited to Esrog and not to carry over to the other Minim. Maybe Tosos disagreed with that. Tosos thought there was a Hekesh anyways.
So Rashi just saying he needs two psukim,
yeah.
Tosos saying he needs
exactly. But we're just explaining what those two psukim do and why they're necessary. And now it comes out, because we have a ritva that explains that there's an afkamina to the fact that they're intrinsic over here, that's the nature of hider mitzvah over here. What comes out, according to this explanation, Rabbi Yisai, is hider mitzvah when it comes to the dalad minim, according to what we're suggesting now, based on the kapos tvarim with this ritva, b'das ramban, comes out, hider mitzvah by dalad minim is not the same definition as hider mitzvah in kol haTorah kulah. It's a brand new hider mitzvah that's intrinsic to the. It's not the classic hider mitzvah, and that's what's going to be miyashiv Rashi.
How does Rashi answer like Yirah? Hider mitzvah.
That's the classic din of zekei lemave without any additional limudim. So it's not makiv exactly.
It seems like a little weird to say that like zekei lemave will mean something else by.
I mean that's Tesis Kasha.
Yeah.
That's Tesis Kasha. So now we're answering because Rashi wasn't only dependent on that just one drasha. That was what just got the ball rolling. But obviously Rashi knew that there was Gemara and Lamed Aleph that had something to develop in this drasha, which now has actually ramifications in other Shitas of the Rishonim, like Shitas HaRitva. What I'm just pointing out from the Shitas of the Ritva, Rabbi Yisai, is you see already a nafkamina and a reason why certain Rishonim would need something additional when it comes to Dalad Minim to be fundamental and intrinsic over here, and therefore you would need a separate limud to teach you that, and perhaps that's where Rashi fell in. Happens to be Rashi doesn't hold like Shitas HaRamban or like Shitas HaRitva in his definition, as pointed out at Rabbi Kiveger in his translation of the Gemara by Yom Tov Rishi and Yom Tov Sheni, but still works out within the development of the drushas to come out with such a theory. All right, Rabbi Yisai Shkayach. That's the end of Hider Mitzvah. We'll see.